Hello, beautiful beings. I'm your host, Kara Cott, and I want to welcome you to The Universe Made Me Do It, which is a conscious adventure of guiding you to live from your soul and manifest the tangible, juicy experiences, people, and places that matter to you. I am so excited you're here. And I want to thank you for bringing your source consciousness to this conversation. And remember, what you hear here, you create. Take what inspires you and discard the rest. And may you receive what you truly came here for. Okay, so I have something correct that someone so amazing that I want to share with all of you today. Her name is Pam Covarrubias. And she is the host of Cafe Con Pam, a podcast. And I am at the She Podcast Live conference right now. And it was just so magical how we met. I was walking to the elevator. I didn't know which floor to go to. And I turned back because I was like, I gotta find someone who knows where to go. And then I saw this beautiful, stunning woman. And I was like, I hope she's coming to the elevator. And I asked her a question. And she was going to the elevator. And poof, we met. And now here she is. And so inspired to share her with all of you.
Awesome.
So hello, Pam.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Amazing.
I'm so happy we're here.
Mm-hmm. So you shared with me about nature. We got on that elevator and we just connected, and it was such that magical moment. And then you started talking about nature.
And the freedom that nature gives me.
Yeah.
It's awesome. One of my top core values is freedom, and so I realized that when I'm in nature is when I am the most free and the most held and the most taken care of, I feel like, because the mountain really holds me and holds space for me even though it's so open. So it's this beautiful dance of openness and also closeness, because I'm within me, and so it allows me to really come into myself in a way that's so freeing. And it also gives me boundaries, because I mean the different mountains that I've been on recently, one for example was in Zion, Angel's Landing. I don't know if you've been.
No.
So it's one of the, I guess, the top seven most dangerous hikes in the US. It's beautiful, but it's literally nothing. So you're in, it's, what's the word? There's nothing on the sides. So it's like scary. So even though you're so free, it's also like, okay, but you have boundaries, because if you go too much on one side, you're going to fall.
Yeah.
So it's this like beautiful space of holding yourself and the earth holding you.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, because when I bumped into you again today, and that's why this conversation is happening now, is talking about boundaries and freedom. So, like, freedom is one of my core values, too. But I didn't always used to live in the world of boundaries and what that even meant and structure and support of that. So, like, for people listening in that, like, craving freedom, or maybe even living parts of the life by freedom, but, you know, there's always more expansion of that. Like, how does, like, tell me about your perspective and real life experience with boundaries and freedom.
And freedom. Well, right now, I'm really, my thing is focus. So what is really my focus that's going to give me that freedom that I want? And we were talking about this situation that I recently had, where I had an opportunity to do this project. And it was a beautiful, uplifting, giving back, you know, all about my other core values project. And I considered it, and I even jumped into it. I did some of the work because it felt good, but it didn't feel good inside of me. So it wasn't giving me that freedom. It was constricting my freedom that I'm so about. So I had to say no. And it's part of that, part of reaching that freedom is setting boundaries. So I had to send that email that said, "While I love this project, right now it's not a priority in my on my list, and I don't want to have to do it."
Yeah.
Because it's stressful. I feel constricted. It's not allowing me to expand. I'm misaligned. I'm out of alignment with my values. So boundaries are important.
Yeah, and what you said, I think it's so, it's like a little juicy nugget of it looks good, but it, or no, it looks cool, but it doesn't feel cool.
Yes.
And that is a powerful distinction
yeah.
of intuition and trusting your inner guidance. Is that, like, that message of knowing and being able to interpret, like, while it looks cool, mm-hmm. sounds amazing, that would be awesome, however that would show up, or, like, that's ideal.
Right.
But inside, it doesn't feel cool.
Totally. And it's almost like I had to check my ego, right? Because this project was one of those that I can put, like, my name, that my footprint, you know, I took a part in this thing. So was it my ego wanting me to do it because I could get the recognition or the credibility or whatever? But once I went into my body was like, why? It's not. That's not what you want to do. It's misaligned. It's not in your focus right now. It's out of your project. Your other projects that are so important to you, why are you willing to neglect them for the recognition? So I was like, you're right, intuition, you're right. You're right. So I had to say no.
Yeah. That's so valuable.
Yeah.
So valuable. And then there's the action.
Right.
Is that always easy to take that action for you?
No, because I mean, it's also, just as humans, it's like, what are they going to say, right? Especially because there are people that are important, they're important to me, you know, and so I had to do what my body told me to do, which was, that's not your focus, and that's preventing you from being free. So I sent that email. It took me all day. I wrote it. Mm. I did a story about it on my Instagram, and I was like, guys, I'm about to say no to someone. And so the moment I clicked send, it was like, whew, I could feel the weight, like all of this pressure is gone. And now I can really be free doing the things that I want to do, that I was potentially going to neglect and stop my feel-good feelings inside of me because of this other thing that's irrelevant.
Right, this other thing that looked cool.
That looked cool.
Did not feel cool.
Didn't feel cool, yeah.
And all along the way, the information was there for you. And when you sent it, it was like, oh my gosh,
now we feel good.
I feel good.
Yeah.
And so that's the indicator.
100%. 100%. And that's why, like, I love, like, doing breathing exercises, like, so you can come back into your body and really detach yourself from the outside perspective. Like, what recognition am I going to get? Like, the superficial stuff, like, really come back in and really feel what's going to make you feel good. Because at the end of the day, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't feel good at the end of the day, it's like going to a job for your whole life and hating it, you know? But you got that retirement.
Ew, right? That hurts.
Right.
And I think it's so valuable that you're sharing with us that it took you the whole day to yeah. send that email. And there's no shame in however long it takes for you to say the no or the yes or whatever it is that you need to say or choose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give yourself that space. Like, you were on your Instagram.
Right. Like, please say it. Tell me it's okay, you know.
And taking the time to look within. It doesn't always have to be like this.
Right.
I need to give you an answer because you're asking something.
Yes.
But, like, okay, I have to check in. Okay, there's this stuff going on and feeling around, and it took me a whole day to do it.
100%.
So whether it takes a whole day or 3 days or 3 hours.
And I love the expression, I didn't understand it until I really started, like, tapping in. When people say, I have to sleep on it, when I really started asking, like, before going to bed, like, all right, intuition, because I'm very dreamy, so I get answers in my dreams. So now when I say, let me sleep on it, I'm really saying I'm going to ask myself to give me an answer in my dreams. And it's so awesome if you do that, because I've gotten so many answers, and the next morning, is crazy. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and it's like, that's it. That's it.
Yes! Bomb drop! Oh my gosh, this is an amazing tool because I've started intentionally doing that. Yes. Not just like, okay, universe, show me something, or I'm going to have an amazing dream. But I've started getting intentional and specific of, deliver me this thing in my dream that mm-hmm. I know that I will remember
right.
when I wake in the morning and it will be clear.
Mm-hmm. It literally, you have to be intentional. You have to be very, I mean, that's one of the laws of the universe, right? Like, you have to be very, very specific. Otherwise, yeah. I mean, I have so many stories of like, when I was like, oh yeah, I want this. And then this happened, but it was very vague. You know, it wasn't the this that I... the this color green. With the dot. Yes. It was like, just the this. So you have to be very specific. So if I want a question about how am I going to say no, or if I should say no or yes to this thing, that's, like, super specific. I have one example for example, I was potentially going to do a collaboration with someone, with a brand, and the ball was in my court. So I was like, all right, you tell us what you want to do. And so I was like, oh my gosh, this is like wide open field, like throw whatever you want. And so I needed to be very strategic to see what felt good for myself and what was also for my business going to be good. So I asked myself, I was like, all right, intuition inside of Pam, what's happening? What do I need to say? And so I woke up with a mountain in my dreams. And so I went back and I was like, it has to be about nature because that's what it is. And she was like, I'm all about it. Let's do it. So really trusting yourself, trust being very specific and really going with it because it could also be easy for the ego to come in and be like, are you sure? You know, that sounds very like out there, but are you sure? And just going with it because that's the answer that you got.
Hmm.
I mean, that's what it is, right? So just like say no or really get a very specific answer, you have to go with it. Because otherwise, the consequences will happen.
Yeah, go with the answer that you got.
Mm-hmm.
And stop fucking second guessing it.
Yes.
That is so important and valuable.
Yes.
It's a powerful tool.
It's awesome.
And the specificness.
Oh.
And be as specific as you can. So, like, if you're listening, be as specific as you can because the more specific you can be, the more you will learn how to be more specific. And also know, can I be more specific here? Mm-hmm. Or maybe I don't quite know yet, so I will be as specific as I can be.
Right.
And that's all we ever are, is as specific as we can
be. As we can, yep.
But also, we can create the space to be like, oh... Well, is it possible for me to be more specific here? Or maybe I just haven't practiced being specific in this area. So that's the other little nugget, too, is like those subtleties of, okay, I need a yes or no answer. But also be willing to ask yourself of that yes or no answer.
And willing to take it.
And to take it. So, like, here's your yes, Pam.
And then it's like, but I wasn't ready. Well, you asked for it. The universe is funny, too, right? Yeah. The universe sometimes, like, you ask a question and it's like, oh. Like, you get a completely, like, off what you were expecting. But that's what's beautiful about it, that you were open. And now, that's why I love the mountains, because I always say she's a gentle, tough one, right?
Mm.
I always get, like, these lessons from nature that are so, like, gentle, like, hugging, you know, like a hugging grandma that's very, like, tough at the same time. Like, you want to respect it, right? So, the universe will give you the lesson.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not the answer we want, but we ask for it. Just be open to receive. It's all about that.
Yeah.
And action. Action's important, I think. Because a lot of times we can sit there. Like, I knew I had to say no. And I sat there for a day, but I was not willing to let that whole day go by. Because I also know that that was preventing me from my freedom. Mm. I mean, it trapped me for a day.
You know? Oh my gosh, I love how you said it. It trapped me for a day, but that's so real.
But that was it. That was my limit. I mean, that's the boundary within the freedom.
It's kind of like how long are you willing to suffer?
Right. Right.
100%. And it's just about continuously closing the gap of the amount of time that we will allow ourselves to suffer.
Totally. Well, because after that no, I was like, that was it. All I have to do is write it, send it, gone, lift on my shoulders. Next time it's gonna take me 20 minutes. It's a part of the learning. You just have to do it.
Yeah. You just have to do it.
Yes.
Do any part of it.
Right. Start somewhere. Whatever it is that your body's telling you to receive. So maybe sleep on it.
Sleep on it. I love how you connected the sleep on it to intentionally working with dreams.
Yes.
But also the aspect of nature is so included in this and how everything is so interconnected.
And to me, it might be the forest, right? But for some people, it might be the ocean. And I was talking to someone, and she's like, I'm a city girl. And I'm like, well, take a bath. It's the water.
I love that.
Whatever it is for you.
Yeah, whatever it is.
I mean, go for a walk. Go for a jog. Dance. Dance it off. Moving your body. As long as you're moving your body. You know, you're moving the energy that's like...
Yeah.
Getting up. Going outside.
I say this thing that nature is instant peace.
Mm.
Like, even the transition from being inside to outside is a shift. That's from going it. Outside into a park is a shift. From going from a park into a woods or to a mountain is all a shift.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and it's instant.
Yes.
So instant. And what, as we close this conversation in this particular way, what... In that experience that you had with the mountain, the recent one where you went on, it was a 12-hour hike, right?
Yep.
And you talked about the energy of the mountain. I'm just, like, feeling it. It's so...
She's so powerful.
So powerful.
Yeah.
What do you have to share about that? That everybody listening in needs to hear right now. I mean, you said so many amazing things, so it's not that it's not anything that you already said. It may be nothing in this space, but what from the mountain?
The first thing that comes to mind, I wore my 3-year-old shoes that had never messed with my feet, and I went very intentional with the mountain. I said, teach me what I need to learn. The moment I stepped foot on it, my intention was, teach me what I need to learn in this next journey. And I came back with, like, open wounds in my feet, like, completely busted lips, blisters. And when I was talking to one of the other women in the group, she was one of the leaders that was guiding the journey, she was like, well... Because I was like, why am I getting these blisters? Not questioning, like, why me, but more like, what's my lesson, right? And she said, well, Pam, you just have to remember that the butterfly that takes the longest and it's the fights the longest to get out of the cocoon is the strongest. And so I was like, So all that shedding that my skin literally did, it was like I was leaving all of this stuff behind, and it was a new path of growth. And being open, my intention was, teach me what I need to learn. So she was like, all right, you ready? Let me show you.
Here it is.
And so it was this moment of gratitude for the mountain to hold me, to really be there and be like, shed what you need to shed. I mean, there were tears, there was gratitude, there was like release and like every sense of the way. I really got to connect with the trees and the earth, and I had, you know, it was magical, right? And it was my journey that she needed to give me. Mm. So there were all these like, all right, it's okay to let go.
That's so beautiful. And it's such a gift for you to share this with everybody listening, with me, with the entire world.
Thank you.
And your essence and your beauty. And I know that everybody listening can just feel her magnetizing energy.
She's powerful.
I'm talking about you!
Oh, me. Yeah, that was powerful too.
Well, you know, you are the mountain too.
Oh, thank you.
But I was talking about you.
Thank you.
And that's who you are. You're the mountain. Mm. In this beautiful, stunning, strong, powerful mountain. And that is such a neat way to look at things. Like, you know, those of you listening in, like, those parts of nature that you're just called to, do you ever imagine that that's you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could see my ancestors, you know? I've climbed other mountains and in different parts of the country, and I can hear, like, reclaim this land because your people are here. You know, things like that, and I'm like... All right.
Like, you're the mountain.
Right.
I've never imagined myself as the forest. Like, I love the forest. Mm. But I've never seen myself the way that I see the forest. And now
that's
there's
powerful.
This new opening that you've gifted. And like, whoa. Wait a second. My mind is blown. Like, am I the forest?
Yeah, if I can share one more thing that came to mind about that is one of my favorite trees is redwoods. Mm. And the reason why I love redwoods is I always, when I do one of my programs, I tell women we are redwoods because redwoods have this intertwined connection of roots, and without one, the other one cannot grow because their roots are underneath, they're connected. So they don't go deep, they go wide. And they go wide with one another. And so I love redwoods. And another thing that I learned about redwoods is that they, when they are aging, they age against the mountain. So they can give back to the mountain. So I have this whole thing about redwoods.
Wow.
So you are a redwood. Because you are giving back to the community. Because you're connecting with others. We are redwoods, you know.
Yes.
And I'm here
with this beautiful mountain.
We are redwoods. I'm a redwood.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah. You are beautiful. You're a beautiful redwood.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. This is awesome.
It is. Thank you so much for being here and sharing yourself with all of us and these amazing nuggets that you've dropped all over the place. And really, just such a beautiful reflection of how everything is intertwined and connected, and like how you spoke of the redwood roots. Mm-hmm. And that we are all connected, and there's so many multifacets to everything.
Everything.
And everyone.
Yes.
And yet, it's all connected.
It's our responsibility.
Yeah. And so, until next time, go sleep on it.
Yes!
Oh, and you can find all the information to discover Pam on my website.
And there you have it, beautiful beings. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know your true heart's desire is to live a magical, vibrant life. And I hope this podcast is supporting you in the fulfillment of this desire. I want to hear from you and how this or any of my other episodes is impacting your life. Rate, review, subscribe from wherever you're listening, or email me at theuniversemademedoit@gmail.com. And please share this episode with a friend whose life you know it will positively impact. Sharing can give them access to a deeper knowing and clarity and can allow them to shift their current life experience. Text them or share on social media a link from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, or share theuniversemademedoit.com/podcast.